If there's one person who had turned their 15 minutes of fame into more than a decade-long career, it's Cassie Ventura. Best known only by her first name Cassie, she achieved fame in the mid-2000s with the release of her self-titled debut in 2006. With the success of her hit single, Me and You, Cassie was quickly projected to be the next hot thing in pop music. However, she never released another album and since then became more well known for her good looks. Today I'm going to be discussing her history and where she is now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. In New London, Connecticut, 1986, Cassie Ventura was born to an African-American, Mexican, and West Indian descent mother and a Filipino father. She attended the Williams School, a preparatory school located on the Connecticut College campus. At age 14, she began modeling, and by 16 was modeling for the local department stores, Delia's Fashion Catalog at 17. Then she briefly appeared in R&B singer Mario's Just a Friend 2002 music video. Encouraged by producer Walk Wilder, she took vocal lessons, modeling ballet, and as well as using her school's performing arts program. She finished high school in 2004, then moved to New York City, where she returned to modeling and classes at the Broadway Dance Center. She began booking print and commercial modeling gigs and being represented by Wilhelmina Models. When produced by Ryan Leslie, Me and You was released as her first official single in 2006, and that became a huge smash. Hitting the charts not with a bang, but with a seductive whisper that promised huge things for the young star. Peaking at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100, Me and You stood out for the pack thanks to Cassie's hypnotic delivery, whistling sensually out of speakers in every club that summer. Released just a few months later, her self-titled debut sold an impressive 321,000 copies in the US, debuting at number 4 on the Billboard 200. However, rocky live performances on TRL BET's World 6 in Park somewhat hurt her reputation while promoting the album. Dee was quick to defend the 19-year-old girl's lack of experience on stage. However, she owned up to herself and the mistakes she made on MySpace, commendably addressing people's negative perceptions of her head-on. Around the time, the second single, Long Way to Go, was well-received by critics, showing off a whole new side to the R&B princess. Scolding and playful at once, lines like, "I love it when you try to get intimate, even though they didn't know I really ain't into it," came across as even more brutal thanks to Cassie's casual dismissal of the guy in question. Unfortunately, Long Way to Go was rather persistent in some ways, failing to sustain the momentum of Cassie's debut on the charts, and soon became evident that this would be the final single released from the album. A year later, Dee was forced to allay fears that Cassie had been dropped from Bad Boy Records, claiming that she was working with Kanye West and Pharrell Williams on new material for her sophomore album, Connecticut Fever, which was due to be released in September 2007. Unfortunately, September came and went without release from Cassie. In fact, the only collaboration friends saw take place between Cassie and Kanye was for the Stronger promo. While fans waited for Connecticut Fever, a number of unreleased tracks appeared online, the majority of which were better than anything heard on the R&B charts that year. They include Turn the Lights Off, which plunges Cassie into the dark with a minimum refrain that seductively goes into her every impulse. Thirsty, the ultimate kiss off building on the playful tone of A Long Way to Go, with nimble wordplay over a scary beat. And My House positioning Cassie as an almost spectral figure who haunts a track like years ahead of the futuristic R&B popularized in the late 90s. Not content with just singing, she began her acting career playing Sophie Donovan in Step Up to the Streets. While the part was relatively small, Cassie's contribution to the soundtrack is that Yu remains a highlight of the project, swapping out her usual ice-cold beats for hand claps and a guitar. Cassie tentatively sang a song of yearning and desire imbued with what had already become her signature delicate touch. Late that year, Official Girl featuring Lil Wayne was intended to become the first official single released from Cassie's second album. This made perfect sense, and as the song's juxtaposition between Kane Fall sweetness and power authority summed up the appeal of Cassie perfectly. Oh yeah, and he popped up briefly to compare her sexual organs to a pearl, as he's often inclined to do. Sophomore album Connecticut Fever was renamed Electro Love in 2009, and two more singles were released to promote it, but both Must Be Love featuring Day and Let's Get Crazy featuring Icon unfortunately failed to chart. On the plus side, she shaved her hair and rocked it, setting a new trend that she pointed out white girls picking up on a year or so later. If you heard this one before, but in 2012, Cassie released a new single called King of Hearts to promote her upcoming album, which was now scheduled to drop almost 5 years after its original release date. Beyonce revealed that she was a big fan of the up-tempo club track, but not even that level of exposure helped Cassie perform well on the charts, despite reigning over the hearts of critics yet again with her innovative sound and style. In that same year, her solo project called Money on Love evolved into The Boys, a radio-friendly duet that perfectly combined Nicki Minaj's rapid-fire rhymes with sugary smooth vocals from Cassie. The same old pair marched on through, and the song ended up being included in Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday Roman Reloaded, re-released instead of on any official Cassie production. Don't blame The Boys for this one, though. I mean, it's a bomb, but blame Interscope Records for dropping the ball of promotion. While it may not be an official album, the release of mixtape Rockabye Baby in 2013 is the closest we've come to yet to a sophomore effort from Cassie. And it didn't disappoint. Based on Vanessa A. Williams' character from the movie New Jack City, the concept of the mixtape and songs such as them continue to position Cassie as a true innovator in R&B. Luckily, a number of critics recognized this, and Dazed and Confused even named Rockabye Baby the best mixtape of 2013. After collaborating with Cassie for years on material that's never seen the light of day, Day finally unveiled a collaboration of a different sort in 2014, proposing to her publicly on Instagram. While that's a lovely sentiment, a new album would have been nice too. In 2015, her album was finally released in July. That's right, 9 years after her debut hit the stands. Cassie's first album received a vinyl reissue, reminding fans everywhere that her 9-year-old debut is still more ahead of the game than most working artists today. Casual. 8 years after stepping up her acting career, she was cast as the lead role in a romantic comedy called The Perfect Match, and also starred in Honey 3, Dare to Dance. Meanwhile, fans dare to dream that new Cassie album will miraculously appear in their Spotify playlist. After signing a joint deal with Apple Records, Bad Boy Entertainment, in August 2017, it looks like Cassie may be finally free of her musical limbo. But for real though, to celebrate, the Bad Boy songstress released Love a Loser, which features the rap vocals of G-Eazy on the track. Soon after, she was interviewed by Billboard about the new album, and turns out Party Next Door, Jeremiah, and Khalid are reportedly involved in this latest endeavor, which means it's actually happening. Well, maybe. Considering the lengthy wait that fans have endured, it's somewhat ironic that Cassie's latest single is titled Don't Play It Safe, but clearly the wait has been worth it if this track goes anything by. Cassie's vocals have never sounded smoother or more seductive. The accompanying video proves that she's never looked better too. 12 years may have passed since her debut single took off, but both of these new releases reminded fans that there's still no one else out there like Cassie, even now. Although it's easy to see why Cassie's sporadic output could spell the end of her career, the reality is that this time away from the spotlight has created a weird mystique around her music. After all, there's nothing more fascinating than an elusive pop star in a time when social media has become more invasive than ever. As underground music producers and diehard R&B fans alike continue yearning for new material, perhaps now is the time for Cassie to break the spell and make this the world where she finally becomes one of the biggest stars on the planet. As Cassie herself once said, it's always been just about the timing. She entered into a relationship with bull rider / fitness trainer Alex Fine in late 2018, after her breakup with Day. In June 2019, they both confirmed that they were expecting their first child, and in August of that year, they announced their engagement, in August 2019. The following month, it was reported that the couple had married. The wedding video was posted by Fine on his verified IG account, revealing their wedding date on August 28th of 2019. In October 2019, their wedding photos were published on Vogue's official website. On December 6, 2019, the couple welcomed their daughter named Frankie. She has some good vocals, but due to the success of her debut album, she went out of the spotlight, and we was worried that we'll never get a comeback for her. But after she released her sophomore album, we wonder, will she come back again? We'll probably see in the future. Alright guys, that's it for this episode. Word and out. What is your favorite song from Cassie? Please tell me your voice messages that you can send in the bio. Also, I do want to thank y'all for supporting me. Like, I love the support so much, guys. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please support Cassie wherever you can, because we hope we see new music from her in the next years. Anyway, I'll catch you next time. Bye, guys.